I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Who are the coolest dudes on the planet?
United States veterans.
What's the coolest sport on the planet?
Pro wrestling.
And what would be the coolest podcast on the planet? That would be this one.
U.S. military vets talking pro wrestling.
This is the No Shave Man Cave. Two badass disabled vets sharing their love of pro wrestling, giving you their perspective as fans, talking about current events and matches, history of titles, and who knows what else. Let's do it.
Welcome to the No Shave Men Cave. Now your hosts, Ellie Jair and Jay Tilly.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, wrestling fans, and sports entertainment fans, welcome to Monday night's edition of the No Shave Man Cave. I'm Ellie Jair.
I'm Jay Tilly.
Man, did you or did you not want to be in that crowd in the great state of Texas, the city of Fort Worth? Woo! Man, what'd you think?
It was another episode of Raw. Actually, I thought this one was pretty decent.
Yeah.
Man, the heat that old boy Dominic gets.
Oh my God, dude.
I mean, granted, Woo. Now there are people out there saying that it's piped in and it wasn't as loud in the arena and all that. Yeah. Like, whatever. It sounded. Usually you could tell the difference between piped in and not piped in, and that didn't sound piped in to me. That sounded like some straight up hate for him.
Yeah.
It was great. It was decent.
Man, that was awesome.
I think the draft kind of almost should be like their own special show. I don't know if it's something they're going to continue to do. Maybe like run it like a special on a Saturday and do a draft. And like every person that drafts, maybe show like highlights of them or something. Almost like you would do the NFL. Because I felt like...
Oh, that'd be a cool idea. Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like between Friday's show and this show, it just kind of distracted from the flow of the show. And I felt like it hurt a go-home show for Backlash, because Backlash is this weekend.
Oh, geez. I didn't even think about the go-home aspect.
So I thought like the draft kind of broke up some of that. Now, granted, a three-hour Raw wasn't as obvious as maybe Friday night was. But yeah, it was... I just wish Raw would go to 2 hours. I feel like 3 hours is so long to go through that show. But what did you think overall?
Man, like, so me and my commercials and the crowd and sponsors and this, that, and the other. Corey Graves, he's gold. I'm really feeling Corey Graves, and like to our brothers and brothers from another mother and sisters from another mister who really dig podcasts. You got to go check out Corey Graves' podcast. And man, it just like when he's dropping his gems and his little like one-liners and stuff, it brings a lot to it. And then the, you know, everything that's going on with the crowd, he's really tuned in. I really felt the crowd. I liked the sequence of everything. And then as I was tweeting throughout, I watched part of the show. I was a little preoccupied yesterday. And then I watched the rest of the show today. And I was tweeting and dropping some nuggets. And it was just like the crowd got wilder and louder and more into the show, almost like every commercial. And at the point where Judgment Day came on, they were ready to boil, and it was like, okay, where's the retractable roof? Because we gotta vent, we gotta let some energy out, and you know, a couple of like strategic things, and like. I feel like there's a reason for everything, and everything has a reason, right? So you saw Paul Heyman like gawking at the world title, and he was walking. He kept looking, and I was like, okay, so he's trying to do an AEW. We're dropping a thread for WrestleMania 40. And then he dropped a couple of comments all the way up until him and Solo, you know, and I was like, oh, man. And I didn't have anything to write with. And I was like, oh, man, I wish I would have wrote this down. I wish I would have wrote this down because it would have been pretty timely, I think. But I think they did a really good job at the draft. I don't think they should have made such a big deal about the round. The Raw for fifth round has chosen whatever, because it wasn't, you know, because you're sitting up there and you're choosing like four or five names at a time. So the fifth round really isn't the fifth round. So, but I enjoyed the crowd. They were really into it. I thought it was interesting what Brock was wearing when he came out to the ring.
Yeah, it was weird that he had a Triple H shirt on.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. So I'm expecting something that may or may not be like a swerve twist. You did or did not see it coming. And me as a Cody mark, I started feeling like a certain way. The minute I saw that t-shirt, I was like, no, you didn't.
Well, and they sprinkled it in at the beginning of the show when he flat out, like the first thing he said was, well, Brock Lesnar is negotiated to not have to be drafted. I was like, that's a weird thing to start with. So I thought that was an interesting way to go. Yeah, I mean, I hope they're not going to do a Triple H turns on Cody and, you know, backs Brock Lesnar, blah, 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 because one, you're not going to get Triple H in the ring. But I don't know. Like, they could make a good story out of it, especially with all the stuff that Cody did, like, in reference to Triple H throughout the AEW run and smashing the throne and all this other stuff. Like, he didn't forget all that, which you could use that and that wouldn't be bad. But I don't know.
That's yeah.
And, you know, Seth Rollins is his buddy. So do we get Brock Lesnar to destroy Cody, have Triple H as the Vince McMahon kind of heel GM holding Cody down on Raw? Dang,
I really hope not. Cause I just,
yeah, I don't know. I hope not, too. I don't want to see Triple H do that because I don't want him to.
Man.
So this is going to sound weird, but I don't want him to get the bug to get in the ring, which I'm sure he's already got. But if he gets himself into a storyline, I would hate to see him disregard some of like the better judgment and go, well, I can work one match because, you know, it wouldn't work. And, you know, you just don't want to see that. So
yeah, you'd hate to see someone like as a human being, he's a parent, he's a dude. You don't want to see him go through the gauntlet or take a spear and dislodge his pacemaker or something. Yeah. So no, yeah, I thought it was you know, the intro, I thought the pomp and circumstance, the flow of the show was really good. I didn't have a problem with who they had announcing the picks.
No, me neither.
By round, I thought it was pretty cool. I thought Rob Van Dam, when he came out and he hit his RVD, I thought that was really cool. It was good to hear that. And I really dug Paul Heyman, and we mentioned this a few minutes ago, but like the way Paul Heyman was looking at the title, I started just like nightmare envisioning, oh my God, oh. If we go into Night of Champions.
He's going to come out as Brock's advocate. There's your Triple H, Brock Lesnar, Paul Heyman connection. Because think about it. He and Triple H had that whole interaction about the belt. Did you see this? Oh, man, that's a really nice belt. I like that.
Yeah, he was too cozy, dude.
Oh, no. Too cozy. They're going to totally do it.
It was too cozy, and then you had Brock rocking the Hunter shirt, and then you had Heyman salivating over the world title.
Oh.
And what I'm trying to get around is World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, has a Monday Night Raw and a Friday Night SmackDown. Roman Reigns has two titles. One is the Universal and one is the WWE Championship. He is the undisputed blah, 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 blah. So are they going to give him one title so he's not like wandering the abyss with two titles, and then you're going to have the world title over on Raw? So now you're sitting there going, well, WWE has three world titles. It's one company, and then you have the NXT title. So it's just like they need to put the kibosh on the Universal title. They need to put the kibosh on the WWE title. And then Fox or Friday, whatever, Friday Night SmackDown gets the undisputed Universal Championship. It's one title belt, and we move forward. And then WrestleMania next year has a champion versus champion, and that's when Cody finally gets his hands on Roman or something. I don't know how you get around finish the story.
So Money in the Bank. Like, you get Cody win Money in the Bank, and you get him to call his shot at WrestleMania for Roman Reigns. That's how you get around it. You know,
so it's lazy, so he doesn't win.
Nope.
He's not the inaugural world champion.
Nope, it's going to be Brock Lesnar.
I think it's Seth.
I could see Seth too, but it's funny, like on the roster, and this show helped me think about it. There are quite a few people I would like to see. Like Shinsuke would be a good one.
Oh, man. Seriously, like the way he was like portraying himself, and yeah, dude, I would, yeah. I was like, Shinsuke.
Yeah. Shinsuke like, would be good. Dude, Seth would be good. Make me want to
play the violin.
Even if you look, you got KO and Sammy, who would be really good to jump in that tournament together, or, you know, in the tournament. I wouldn't give it to The Miz, but he's a possibility because it's one title he's never won now. So who else do they bring on? Who in the draft came over that could could be a winner for that. Gunther, you know?
Man, yeah. I don't think they need to put a rocket on him just yet. Really cool slow burn. Have him get into a couple of mixes with the new roster. Big E is, you know, kind of out in the abyss because he's rehabbing. And then whatever they do.
Hell, Xavier Woods could run a. Get his first title.
That was an awesome match. Xavier and Gunther. That was such a really, really good match. And like, man, that was really good. But yeah, no. Good stuff.
But overall, I thought Raw was decent. Once you got into some of the wrestling stuff, which was, what, 30 minutes into the show, it felt like?
Yeah, I think it was about 42 minutes. A lot of talk. The recap of last week was about 11 minutes. And, you know, you had the whole in-ring sequence to open. I really liked, more than I like to admit, I really liked the Seth Rollins, Paul Heyman sequence. You've got to look and see and feel because there's more to it.
Right. So that was my complaint, is I liked it, but I wish they would have done it as a possibility to have Roman and Seth do something. Unless they're going to totally take this draft and flush down the toilet doesn't mean anything. Because I agree. I think their interaction was good. I think him calling out, like, Roman's been ducking me and, you know, he's been avoiding me and all this was good stuff. I just felt like it was a good place to start a program, but it's now a program that isn't going to happen because they're going to try to keep them separate on separate brands. That was my only complaint about it, but I thought the interaction was good. I enjoyed that segment a lot too. Again, I thought, man, this is a good start to a storyline, and even ended the show with like, all right, this is cool. Like a new bloodline feud. However, none of it's going to happen because they're splitting the brands. So I know Backlash is a thing that's happening. And I know the new rosters don't go into after Backlash, but it's going to be interesting because they totally set it up. And now it could be Roman versus Seth down the road. Maybe Seth wins Money in the Bank or Royal Rumble. Like they get there, maybe it's Survivor Series, they do champions versus champions, which would be a way to do it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, overall, like when
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, when they were, yeah, that would be good. Jeez. But yeah, I thought it was a good promo, good way to start the show. But I mean, my biggest thing with WWE is like, all right, let's get to the wrestling. And they did eventually. There were some pretty good matches on this too. I especially enjoyed the main event. Like Solo and Seth put on a good match. I hated the ending, even though I knew that's how they were going to have to end it. You're going to have to end it with a DQ because you're not going to bury Seth Rollins. You're not going to put, you know, it's part of that WWE booking. They book themselves into corners sometimes where you kind of book yourself into this thing where, okay, well, shit, we're putting these two in the ring together, but we really don't want either one to lose. Okay, DQ. And that was my only complaint about it because they put on a really good match.
Yeah, it's like everybody's got to win. Everybody gets a gold star. So we're just going to do a count out or a DQ, whatever. But I think the way they're building Seth, like, laid the groundwork to where we're going to get a month or so down the road and there's going to be like some kind of a NFL trade.
Right.
Where someone's going to get moved from roster to roster and it's going to put a swerve to it. As long as they don't do some kind of, so one or two things. One, either they do not even think about doing something weird with Night of Champions, or they do something where Roman enters Night of Champions and attempts to win the world title to, like, unify all the belts, and then Cody wins it or Seth wins it or whatever, because then it doesn't seem as much of a consolation prize.
That it's always going to be a consolation prize, though. Like even the promo when he was cutting it, Seth in the beginning made it sound like a consolation prize. Like, okay, we can't, you know, you're keeping Roman away from us. We can't beat him, so we're just going to go fight for this instead. I don't know. The whole concept that was a bad idea. They should have just, in my opinion, given Cody the win at WrestleMania, let him come out at WrestleMania, dude, get jumped by Brock, have a feud. He could relinquish one of the titles and say, I didn't want this one. This is the one I wanted.
Yeah.
It was such a miss on them, in my opinion.
Huge miss. And, like, you can't. Dusty wanted to be the world champion. He didn't want to be the WWE champion. He didn't want to be the Universal champion. He wanted to be the world heavyweight champion. So it's like, okay, I dig that. But to introduce a third title, convolute the whole situation, throw this draft together, Friday night is one story, and then Monday is, I don't want to say like a whole different night or a whole different story, but it was like, okay, you explained it much better for Monday than you did Friday. Like, you have this whole think tank sitting behind you with a bunch of writers.
Right.
Like, pretend that you're sitting in front of the judge before you come out. Exhibit A, Exhibit B. You know, this is what I present to the court, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. There's not too many holes in it. There's enough holes to where you're still sort of suspended belief, but you're frustrated because you're a fan of a heel or a face, or you just bought the t-shirt of whatever. But to do it like this, even with my WWE brain, I'm like, oh.
Well, and the frustrating thing is everything they've done since WrestleMania, they've could have done with Cody holding the belt.
Yep.
Even the storyline with the Usos and Roman could still be happening.
Especially with that. Because now they're like, you could have done it the other way around where the Usos won or the Usos didn't, whichever way. But, hey, don't give me a hard time, Roman. You didn't win either. Or don't give me a hard time because we won. Okay, now we can move forward. Solo, you finally hear his voice on the main roster. Hey, I got it from here. And he goes out and does X, Y, and Z. But yeah, it is real talk. It's pretty frustrating. And, you know, you're out there and you've got the Trish Stratuses and you've got the Ricochets and Braun Strowmans and the, you know, the other parts of the store, like bringing up the NXT superstars up to the main roster. I can't wait to see what Pretty Deadly does. Is it Kaden? I think it's Kaden Carter. I think she's going to be spectacular. She's got a really cool move set. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And then I'm chomping at the bit because I keep hearing that Big E is going to, you know, is going to be making his return pretty soon. And that's really going to.
Yeah.
Make the business New
Day
versus
the Judgment Day is going to be a hell of a feud.
Oh, man. Yes.
I could see it coming. Like, oh.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Kofi and Dom in the ring. And yeah.
Oh, man.
Freaking Dom
on the mic, dude. Like,
just booed.
Yeah. He just has it in his hand, and the crowd is just like,
oh, my gosh.
My dad beat.
Yep.
What?
So really, really quick, going back to the Cody thing and the world title thing, like, that's a flaw in the whole story itself is that, I need that title. Well, it's not the world title that he was fighting for anyway. So I know, and I'm going to drop this really well. We might talk about it on the live show just because it's fun to talk about. But they could, like I said, they could have done everything they're doing now and just have Cody have the belt. They could do the Brock Lesnar thing. They could have done every single thing, even the new title, because he could have come out and said, all right, I've got these unified titles, but I want to be world heavyweight title. I've talked to Triple H. This is my title now. I am the world heavyweight champion. Here's my title. I'm relinquishing the unified. We'll do a tournament at Night of Champions to determine who has that. And then do the exact same thing. Okay, well, the tournament will be held on whatever brand doesn't have the champion at the draft. And you draft Cody to Raw. And, you know, now you've got it. Because, I mean, unless it's the other way around. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, I know the only reason they kept it on is because they want that 1,000-day run. But it's just... And now I'm starting to think, do they want him to go more than that? Because do they want him to break Hogan's record? Because Hogan's record was like 1,486 or something like that. So are they trying to erase Hogan's run from the books and going to have him hold it all the way through WrestleMania next year? Which will put him at 1,000 in math in public. It'll put him over 1,000. I don't know how many 1,000
and change. So if WrestleMania 40 is in April, so you're looking at another 350 something days. He's gonna hit 1,000 days on Saturday. I mean,
so it would be just so under you're at Hogan's 13 record.
And something.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well now what?
Yeah, are they going to try to? Are they going to get to WrestleMania next year and go, ooh, I'd really like to see him hit 1,500. Hey, don't put it on Cody again because we want to get 1,500.
God. Yeah, they're going to keep dangling it. 6 years later,
yeah,
he's like, yeah, I need to take a break. Dude, you wrestle once a month. It was like MJF last year when, you know, he took his ball and went home.
We haven't seen Roman since the night after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So that's that part-timer schedule. Must be nice. I want that schedule.
Yeah, I want a
part-timer. Hell, you and I are working on trying to get that schedule.
hey we're going to work Jeff.
4 hours a day and be done
Uncle
for...
Hey, Jeff. Hey, yo, Uncle Jeff, talk to me. Look at me. Hey, let me cut a promo to you. Man.
Speaking of WrestleMania, I was thinking about this the other day because you and I want to go to one in Philly. That is going to be a huge WrestleMania. It's WrestleMania, 40? So WrestleMania XL, they're already starting to say XL. I'm like, oh, Lord, like, it's going to be a hell of a show, I think. They're going to – I mean, I'm starting to hear rumors of The Rock versus Stone Cold as the main event on one of the nights, like trying to pull in some very big legends. And one of the things I heard recently is Undertaker may have his final match in front of a crowd that night. And I'm like, oh, man. Yeah,
so, like, to our fam, to our fans, to our family, to our peeps – whatever they're are faithful. This is something, you know, every 10 years, the WWE returns to Madison Square Garden. They've done that, you know, for 1, 10, 20, and 30. And this is special, different, not like the others. You're going to be in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Historic sports town.
Could be Super Bowl champions by that time.
Yeah. I mean, you could have. Looking. Yeah. I mean, if you get the 76ers to win a championship, Phillies look strong. You got Bryce Harper getting ready to come back. The damn Eagles are racked and stacked. I'm not a Bulldog fan. But if you're a Bulldog fan, you're an Eagles fan because it's one and the same. Yeah. I think out of 50 players, like 47 are Georgia, you know, previous Georgia. I think it's 11 or 12. I'm exaggerating. But yeah, dude, I think this WrestleMania is going to be one for the ages. The WrestleMania 39 broke every record, and I think here on out that's going to be the goal for every Mania, is going to break the bank, establish a city as the ultimate host, and then whatever champion wins or loses or sponsor that's there, it's gonna be a gonga, man. I can't wait. I'm excited. It's
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Probably a 10 or 11 hour drive to Philly. And we're going to hold up at Tun Tavern and to our brothers and sisters that are going to be
I'm not driving. We're going to fly.
We're flying.
I ain't driving up there.
So we're going to fly. Let's do it.
I mean, unless you want to drive, we could.
No, hey, yeah, it probably makes more sense to fly because I'm not going to be driving around Philly.
Oh, no. Wherever we get there, wherever we're staying, the car is going to stay because we'll yeah. lift. We'll use a lift here and there because I ain't driving around Philly either. Not to mention, like, if we're going to try to go to all the events and all that other stuff, we'll be Ubering around. Hopefully, we'll get some good fans up there that'll give us the Iggy on hey, we'll give you a ride. Like, hook us up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, ECW, you're going to hold a show. We're going to go to the ECW arena.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Lucha Superstore out of Chicago. I know you're going to be there. Warrior Wrestling. I know you're going to be there. GCW. I know you're going to be there.
Yeah, I think they're talking about trying to run the Hammerstein GCW is that weekend. So,
whew. Yeah, so that'll be the shizzy.
I'd love to see Nick Gage. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be something. I want to see Masha Slamovich defend her title. Yeah, so I think it's going to be a smorgasbord of professional wrestling in every front. I'm sure Impact will be there, so hopefully I'll be able to dap up and salute Steve Macklin, your current Impact World Champion, and
I mean,
we'll
technically,
have some fun.
He would salute you, right? Because you outranked him in the military.
I didn't want to make it awkward, you know, Geneva Convention, that whole thing.
You outranked him, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but, bro. I will. Dog. Real talk. The No Shave Man Cave will be commissioning a coin. One side will be J. Tilly and his faithful service. And Ellie Jair will commission the other side, and we will be presenting those with salutes during any event that we attend. And I am jacked, so we'll come up with a 1¾ or a 2-inch coin.
Yep, to any wrestler specifically that served, we're gonna hook them up,
dude. For real,
they're gonna look at it and go, "What the fuck is this?" and throw it away. But whatever, we're gonna try.
No, hey, all our brothers and sisters in arms, they will dig it. And coins are special, different, not like the others. And yeah, man, I'm jacked to the nines. I can't wait.
Yeah, we've got to do it. And Lord knows what our jobs will look like in April of next year.
I'm gonna be a jobber. Oh, I wanted to be an enhancement talent. Yeah, my bad. Hey, real quick to H&H Coins in Orlando. You better get ready because the nag is going to be hitting you up to get some coins slapped together. So get it ready, H&H.
That'd be awesome. Oh man, I just got all kinds of ideas for coins. We'll have to talk about them later. But
like a coin table, maybe.
Oh no! I was thinking like our coins should be the size, like the wing, like the a belt, not just a circular coin. Make them look like a title belt.
Anyway. Special, different, not like the others.
I yeah, like you don't want just a round coin.
Get it.
But man, I totally lost track of what I was going to say now.
Yeah. So So we're
probably should get back to Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. So Monday Night Raw, we're in Texas. We go through a few of the rounds.
So what did you think? What did you think about the Damage Control match?
I liked that Damage Control got the win. It seemed moderately hokey, but because I want to see a woman faction succeed, and I want to see tag team wrestling succeed, and I want to see women wrestling as a focal point in the WWE, and, you know, like, to see the excitement from Bayley, like, she just won the championship. It just felt genuine, and I liked it. I thought it was good.
I align with all that, except for what was the point? Like, why would you beat your champions for... Why would you have a team that's leaving that Raw, and your champions are staying Raw, beat your champions?
Well, you only have one women's tag team championship. So, I mean, they're going to migrate.
Well, that was going to be my next question.
Brand to brand.
Are they? So, that's what I was wondering. So, are they going to do that, or are they going to have the NXT champions, tag team champions, come up and keep their titles?
I mean, that match goes on tonight, and both of the tag teams that were drafted and in that match both of the tag teams in that match were drafted, both the challenger and the champion.
Yeah. So whoever wins is coming up with the belts.
Right. Unless they throw a third tag team in there. That's a good point.
I thought it was weird to beat your champions on the way out. I mean, yeah, I'm okay with it.
I'm trying to make sense of it now.
Title means anything pencil. Anyway. No offense to them, but
yeah,
but now if Ronda and Shayna come in, and, which they did, round, they got drafted to Raw.
So Ronda round pick,
yeah,
and they made a bigger deal about Shayna Baszler. Oh yeah, and Ronda Rousey. I'm like, are you serious? Like, yeah.
They're kind of burying Ronda a little bit. But yeah. So maybe you're going to put the titles on her, but I hope Shayna and Ronda don't get the tag titles, because I want to see Shayna Baszler and Rhea Ripley. I want to see that as a title match coming up. I just think that would be...
I want to see Shayna Baszler... Like, she's like one of my top three favorite women... At least top five, like Shayna Baszler, Camille. I really dig Taya, Deonna Purrazzo, your Impact Women's World Champ, Masha Slam. Like, I'm already at five, and I've only mentioned one.
Rhea WWE. Ripley.
And Rhea Ripley, I mean, she's a generational talent. Like, I think she is, in no discredit, you know, all respect to China, like, she's a generational talent. And, like, just like Seth Rollins, she's a revolutionary. And I don't want her to come out and be as corny as Seth, but yeah, man, she... Yeah, that's you bring up like really solid, strong points about. So what do you think about this? What about this? How about, you know,
it's my job, man. Make you think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wacky, man.
I'm gonna hit you with another one then. What do you think about Chad Gable and Ricochet in the ring together?
Dude. So here's what's going to happen.
That match didn't go longer. I wanted to see those guys go for another hour, man. That was so much fun.
So here's what happens. So Gunther or Theory, they drop their title. Whoever that transitional champion is runs into Ricochet or Gable. They drop the title, and then Ricochet and Gable are in a feud.
Ugh.
Because I think the Alpha Academy is going to break off. Because Otis is going to go off with the male models. The other brand will have LA Knight carrying that secondary title until carrying that US title until
I can see him taking that from Austin Theory.
Because I'm trying to think of how to get Roman, because it's still next year until Roman drops the title. You build LA Knight. Yeah, so I mean there's a lot you could do with the feuds. I don't necessarily want to introduce another title like a workhorse title or anything, because that's what the Intercontinental title is for. That's what the United States title is for. You're seeing that every single week. And I think Triple H understands that and respects that. That henceforth, the design of the world title, which is very reminiscent of Big Gold. And I think it's, I don't necessarily like the centerpiece, but it makes sense because it's the WWE and, you know, the inaugural champion should be, you know, very proud of that. And depending on what happens with Money in the Bank, I really, really, really do not want to see Seth Rollins win Money in the Bank and try and go after Roman Reigns, because then that discredits the world title.
Well, unless he doesn't win the world title. I mean, unless he gets knocked out at Night of Champions and it goes to Brock Lesnar, and then Seth Rollins decides to go after Roman, and then you've built. So what you can do, and we might repeat some of this on Wrestling Addicts when we go on there and talk about
wrestling. Yep.
Yep. So we're, side note, we're going to be on their show on Wednesday night, but we might spoil a little bit what we're going to talk about on there, but that's all right. Hopefully our listeners will go over there and listen to it and hear it again, and hopefully their listeners will come back and listen to this.
Let's go.
But
follow me.
I still think Brock beats Cody at Backlash, and I think Brock goes on to win the title, and that becomes Cody's story, is chasing that title from Brock now, because now the Beast is giving him a beating, and I almost hope the Beast squashes him. I hope it's like ridiculous. Cody gets annihilated, kind of like history repeating itself, like what Brody Lee did when he came into AEW and took the TNT title. You know, he just absolutely smashed him, destroyed him, and Cody had to build himself back up and win that title back. I mean, I think that would be a way to do it. That would add some credit to this finish the story junk and all this other stuff. It would give him his hard times, because now Brock's beat him.
Hard time,
and we'll see. I'll be curious to see how it goes.
So I will say that my current collection of title belts are United States, the greatest looking title in all of professional wrestling, the New Japan United States title, America's title, and the North American Championships. I have, after seeing that title and thinking of some of the other titles that are out there, I and my WWE brain will be looking to procure the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, along with the Lucha Championship.
Gift of the Gods.
Gift of the Gods title. And I'll tell a story of each one of those, because there's pieces in those, and each one of those pieces means something else. But let's look back at our current and previous WWE championships. So the world title that's sitting over your head, if you look at the side plates of the version 2 and 3 of the Winged Eagle, I recently learned that the, man, I love that one, the brackets on that one. I recently learned that the side plates include the McMahon family crest. Real talk. And I was like, man, and I have my family crest tattooed on my chest and over my situation. Yeah, so I saw, I heard that, and I was like, what? So thank you to the crowd in Fort Worth for making this one of the loudest crowds. And even the commentators and the crew that were announcing the picks were getting drowned out. And obviously, Dom.
Oof, biggest pop of the night. Road Warrior pop right there.
Dude. And Rhea, God bless Texas. She kept Dom in check. And I thought the crowd was into it. The flow was awesome. And just like every pick, every match, it seemed very timely. And I felt like for this being a go-home show, I felt like it served its purpose. It did some good business.
Yeah,
I did too. I can't wait for Friday. Because I learned tonight or yesterday that Friday is going to actually be in San Juan, Puerto Rico. So it's so that is going to be a hot crowd because they're going to be ready for the pay-per-view the following night. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So good luck to Selena. Good luck to LWO. And the whole group, I think I really think that Puerto Rico is going to deliver on a hot show, and I can't wait to do some reaction videos and talk about the what's up when the show's over. I think this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is good. So those of you maybe didn't notice, we kind of changed the format again. We just felt that going down by the card. We did it a while ago, got away from it, went back to it, and we feel as a collective in our company, the two of us, that
DCW Veterans Championship Wrestling,
that we felt that those shows, we almost were like trudging through them to kind of talk about every little aspect of it, and we weren't having fun doing that, so we scrapped it. So now we're just going to come on and talk wrestling about what we watched, and some will be more, like this one obviously went all over the place. Because we'll still give our ratings, and the ratings, you'll probably be able to judge the ratings by how much we talk about the show. Because I gave this one probably 2.5 to 3 beers. It wasn't great. The wrestling on it was good. So Michael Sidgwick talks about the trifecta. You know, you want a good ongoing story, and you want a match. In-ring promo and a backstage promo. I just didn't feel like we had a lot of... The in-ring was good. They had some really good in-ring stuff. And I will give this to WWE lately, since I've started watching it since we've done the show, is their in-ring stuff has gotten really good.
Yeah,
I agree. I can't throw shade at... I can throw shade at the booking of the in-ring stuff sometimes, the finishes, but the boys are putting in the work.
Yes.
Like, they're putting in some work, and... Even the Raquel Rodriguez, Liv Morgan match, like, she looked good. And she's known to kind of have some hesitation. And I didn't notice it as much in this. And I thought she looked really good.
That little stutter step, or like before she delivers a clothesline, it's almost like a, like something with her shoulder. Yeah, she much, much better. Yeah.
Yep. And I mean, it's not just her. So to be fair and honest, Jade Cargill does it. Britt Baker does it. Like, you're... not as experienced wrestlers, you can tell, kind of are almost afraid to hurt people still. So, understandable.
Like even like Taya, who's been wrestling for 10 years, when you're in a match with someone who's equal to or less than, you have to like slow your motion. And, you know, it could be something, it doesn't even have to be wrestling. Like, you know, when I go shooting, my son and I've been shooting much longer than my son has. So he takes a little more time with some weapons than others. So you just delay but the results are still the same for whatever this is worth. I apologize, like, on my behalf if it sounds like I'm nitpicking, but that's kind of what we do when we're watching a match or we're watching a show. And I watch for commercials. I watch for how the crowd reacted. Was there a pitcher in pitcher? Then we rolled into another commercial. Like, what the hell? And the crowd was really into it. The superstars were.
So your trifecta is crowd, commercials, picture in picture.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, CCP, baby. But yeah, I was feeling it. I really enjoyed it. I'm digging the WWE World title. And last night, I felt like Triple H was able to deliver what he meant to deliver on Friday. Here's the new and improved, or whatever it is. Here's going to be your WWE World Heavyweight title. Here's what it represents. I wish he would have talked about the elements of the title, the crown, the figures, the crest, the plates, and me, you know, as a title, I don't want to say nerd, but a title aficionado, a nerd. I wish it was a 5-plate, which would have then paid homage to previous champions, which was the first title that Hulk Hogan held when he beat the Iron Sheik. All of the plates on that title were previous WWF, WWF world champions. That's why it was so big, because there were 14 or 15 titles holders previous to him. And then they, you know, they've reverted and regressed. Me personally, they've regressed the title designs to be a company specific, almost like the Ford F-150. Here's the Ford logo. Here's the F-150 logo. If you have a Lariat or an SVT or an XLT, that's it. But it's the world champion, or it's the universal champion. So
you were telling me off mic the other day that the spinner belt that John Cena had was your favorite belt. What about that belt made it special and unique?
Oh, woo! So that, my friends, is my absolute least favorite title. So anybody who's listening, if you are interested in having a piece of furniture built in your house and you want it made of the spinner belt, I would gladly bury that thing in epoxy so it never spins again. And if the Miz wants that mother sucker, we can spin it so it has the M instead of the W. Hit me up, Miz. I'll send that to you and Matrice and the peeps. But yeah.
Cool. Oof. So what was your final rating on this one?
Yeah, I gave it 3.5.
Okay.
I felt the crowd was really into it. The picks, the folks. I really dug seeing Booker T and Queen Charmel and the way they did it. I wish we would have seen a little bit more interaction behind the scenes in the parking area or whatever. Booker T, I really was hoping that I would see or hear, I know you just not say that, sucker. But we didn't. But nonetheless, we got to see some great matches and the crowd was really into it. Some really good signs. I saw a sign that said Ryan is here, and I saw one that said don't stop believing. And I was just like, wow, that's really cool. So great job to the crowd.
Saw No Shame Man Cave one. That was cool. No, I didn't. I wish.
God, I wish. Let's go. Get those signs out. Get some Eagle Globe and anchors. Get some air power. We've got our Veterans Championship Wrestling titles being commissioned. We should have them here. What's today? The 2nd. We should have them here by Mother's Day. We'll have those presented and get them scanned, and we'll get some fat heads made And yeah, dude, I 3.5, 3.5 beards.
Cool.
Let's go.
All good, man. Yeah, I went 3. You go 3.5. I'm down with it. And we appreciate everybody else down with us. So please don't forget to follow us on Twitter. We are so close to 1,000. Would love to get those 1,000 followers. Hit us up. Twitter at NoseShave Man Cave. We're also on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Rumble. I always forget
Rumbling, Rumble. Bumbling.
Rumble's a big one because we are going live nationwide on Rumble starting on Saturday. Saturday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. So, you know, we have a little competition when Collision comes out. You know, I hope they can don't take too many of our ratings away, but we'll be on Rumble. I don't know if we're going to simulcast it on YouTube or not. I'm working, actually, being a little rude on this podcast and looked at my phone a few times because I'm working with the producer, but we are definitely on Rumble Saturday night, this Saturday, 8 to 9, which is also during Backlash, so we're going to miss part of Backlash for it. So that's all right, though. Excited to do it. It'll be a good thing. And looking forward to seeing everybody there. If you like this podcast, which I hope you do, and it's pleasuring your ear holes, please follow us, subscribe to us, all that good stuff. Wherever you get your podcasts from, we are out there everywhere, including some places I didn't know existed. So go ahead and hit us up, give us a follow, subscribe, and then please, we always like those Apple metrics to look good. So give us a 5-star rating, leave a comment, and we will give you a shout out when we start seeing some of these 5-star comments come in. We'll start shouting out some people throughout the show. Appreciate everybody. And you know what time it is? It is time for the hot tag with Ellie Jair for the finisher.
Bump and feed, bump and feed. Hey, props and shout outs and nothing but the greatest and most heartfelt hugs and props to Tommy Dreamer and his family for their recent loss. Hope everything is well. We're thinking of you every day. And, you know, his mom recently passed. So shout out to the shout out and to the heart and soul of professional wrestling. Thank you for what you do every day and what you bring to professional wrestling. And, you know, we're with you. To our brothers and sisters in arms, thank you for your service. Some gave all gave some, and we are with you in your time of need. If you are in distress in any form or fashion, please wholeheartedly dial 988. There is someone ready, willing, and able to take care of you in your time of need, and without any hesitate, we are going to send you off for a great evening, and we cannot wait to have you back here in the No Shave Man Cave. On behalf of Jay Tilley, I'm Ellie Jair. Thanks for joining us here today, and take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you on the floor.
You've been listening to the No Shave Man Cave.
If it's pro wrestling, we're talking about it. Unless we see something shiny and wander off into the woods. If you hang around long enough, we'll eventually come back. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Fire off your comments and be sure to leave us a 5-star rating. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hit us up on Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at No Shave Man Cave. Y'all be cool. And we'll see you next time on the floor.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.